Here's the wind to the pitch to Ragland. Hit hard right at the shortstop. Mathieu takes it out. Go to first. Good on in the ninth inning.
With 13 seasons behind the microphone, no play-by-play voice spent more time describing Red Wings action than Joe Cullinane. Joe filled the airwaves from 1962 through 74, and when it comes to talking sounds of baseball, Cullinane qualifies in a unique way. Before the introduction of the telephone voice coupler, a live broadcast was costly. Baseball teams wouldn't send their announcers on the road, and instead broadcast recreations. Someone at the game would send the batter-by-batter description back home for play-by-play over Western Union ticker tape. B1OS was ball one outside, for instance. Cullinane did his first recreation in 1947 in the 3I League, the last early in the Red Wings' 1971 season. A tape of ambience, baseball sounds, was played under the announcer as they recreated. Joe took care of the rest.
Yes, what I did in those recreations, Bill, I had a ruler and a hockey puck, and those two objects colliding curiously produced the sound of a baseball. We experimented quite a bit, and that gave us the best sound. It's strange but true. And then as things happened, I would have an engineer bring up the crowd noise level and try and make it sound without overdoing it, as though I was doing it from the ballpark, not faking it, but recreating the sound, the atmosphere.
One of Red Wing Stadium's loudest and longest cheers occurred in its final game there in 1971, a finish which Cullinane remembers as his fondest moment in Rochester, the triumph over the Denver Bears to win the Little World Series.
And a ball club which did not start too rapidly that year. They were barely, in fact, they were under 500 with the season almost halfway along. Then the tremendous stretch drive, getting through some tough playoffs against Syracuse and Tidewater, and pushed to the seventh game. I think it was a feeling of excitement and almost relief on the part of players and fans when it was finally over and the Red Wings had won it.
A fan jumped out of the stands. He's racing around, shaking hands with all the Red Wings. Youngsters industriously in the process of digging up home plate.